RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From Fleet Week to Family Travel, that's going to be our personal connection today, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And if you're looking for another way to travel and enjoy yourself, as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that's going to surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
We like the ability to convert membership points into Hilton Honor points, and then you can use them towards stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide. You can even use them for car rentals, air travel, and a lot more. So wherever travel takes you, find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Kate Wickers is a UK-based travel writer who's been working in our industry for more than 25 years, and rather than going solo for many of her travel assignments around the world, she brought along her husband and three boys whenever she could. For today's personal connection segment of the show, Kate joins us now via Google Meet.
Hello, Kate. Nice to see you here in the studio with Mary and me today.
Oh, well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, you're very welcome. We enjoy doing sometimes these Google Meet conversations. So, Kate, you know, we appreciate that you certainly, you know, you've taken family travel to another level. It's something that we certainly connect with. We have two sons who we've been traveling with. You know, they've been traveling with us really since they were born. You and your husband, you have three boys. You didn't let that stop you from seeing the world, which is what your book, Shape a Boy, is all about. So why don't you share the meaning behind the title, and that'll help us set the stage for today's personal connection.
Well, I think it was when we first did really long-haul travels when my older two boys, Josh and Ben, were very young. And people would look at us like we were crazy when we told them we were going to places like Borneo. And, you know, people would say crazy things like, well, they won't remember any of it. And I felt very, very strongly that it would shape them. The travel would shape them into the young men they are now. And that's where my title comes from, really. I think everything they've experienced on our travels has had a huge effect on them growing up.
So much better than traditional education travel, no question.
So, Kate, you didn't just travel throughout Europe. You went to some really far-flung, exotic places in the world, adventures to countries like Thailand, Cambodia, Cuba. So just building on that shape of a boy, with three boys, three very different personalities, I'm sure, you are in our personal connection segment today. I'd love for you, if you can, give us a few specifics of, obviously they're older now, how your boys, you do think, were shaped by your travels.
Well, I think that I've never hidden things from the boys. So if we've come across extreme poverty, or, for example, in Cambodia, people with limbs missing from landmines. Even when they were little, we had quite big discussions around those topics. And I really feel that, you know, as they've grown up, that will have had an effect on them. You know, it's very easy to keep things hidden from you. You want to protect your children. But I always felt that, you know, they were growing up in Windsor. We live in Windsor, which is a real bubble of a place, you know.
Beautiful, though.
It is lovely. It is lovely, but it's very one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted the boys to experience things beyond Windsor, and I didn't want to turn away from things that were difficult. And I think they would say now that that will have had a huge effect on them.
Yeah, and you know, your honesty and your candor comes across very well in the book. It's beautifully written in terms of what goes right, what doesn't go right, the lessons they learn along the way with you and your husband. Something else that really resonated with us is your son Josh's nut allergy. One of our sons has severe multiple food allergies. We've talked about it on the show before, and yet he's always been well taken care of abroad, but we've always been also very, very careful. You could have thrown in the towel just with that complication and said, nope, we're not traveling abroad. We're certainly not going to places like Borneo. Why didn't you, and how did it work out along the travels for Josh?
Well, again, it was very tempting to keep Josh in a very safe bubble and not go anywhere when I realized he had a life-threatening nut allergy. But then I didn't want Josh growing up with anxiety, thinking that having an allergy like this would affect, you know, the decisions he made in life and the choices he you know, to keep him in the UK the whole time. That would be ridiculous. Yeah. I wanted him growing up very relaxed about it, but vigilant. And he's been, he took responsibility from a very young age. I always took with me a little sheet of paper in the local language explaining exactly what his allergy was. But often before I could even show it, Josh was there telling a waiter, I have a nut allergy. It's something that, you know, he's taken seriously, but he's not anxious about. And for that, I'm really grateful because we
frankly, our experiences have mirrored that. And I do think, you know, you take what is clearly, you know, a negative situation, you turn it into a positive. It does remove that anxiety. But I think about all the relationships that it's led to and all of the wonderful experiences and things that we, frankly, maybe never would have encountered. But, you know, going back to Mary's earlier question about the travels shaping your boys, you're looking at it from a different perspective, you know, Kate, if you will. How do you think all of your diverse travels and experiences have shaped you over the years?
Well, I think traveling with the boys in particular is a very different experience. Obviously, I'm a travel writer, so I traveled a lot before having children. But I saw the world in a very different way with children. You see the small things that as an adult you just miss. You know, even from things, you know, like things on the floor, because they're lower down, so they see that stuff.
Yeah.
But also, having children with you brings you into much greater contact with local people. Particularly traveling in Asia, everybody would want to come and chat to the boys, particularly having three boys in Asia.
Sure.
You know, here I'm considered, oh, poor Kate, she's got three boys.
Yeah, there, they love it.
But I'd go to Asia and people would want to touch me and take some of my boy-producing genes. Terrible, really. You know, but that was the truth of it. That was the truth of it. So, yeah, so it brought me into contact, you know, with local people a lot more. It was a very different experience. And I love just seeing how they view, how they saw the world.
Yeah. So, and you can't put a price on that. So I would say that far-flung exotic travel may not be for every family, and that's okay. But the reality, you know, of traveling with kids, even if it's Chicago to New York, can be daunting for some families. What general advice would you have to anyone listening to encourage people to take that leap and travel, no matter where it is, with their kids?
Well, I think I would say about travel is, do not get stressed out about things you have no control over. I never really understand when I see people at airports making a huge fuss that the plane's delayed. It's like, well, what are you going to achieve by shouting?
Yeah. It's not going to make it show up any earlier. That's true.
Not going to make it show up. So what I would say is, you know, that things do go wrong all the time, but focus on the pleasure of you're going to have when you get there. And just try and stay calm, because kids pick up on your stress anyway. That if you're stressing about the fact they're not sleeping on a plane, or, you know, you just have to go with quite a relaxed mind, I think, and not overthink things. I mean, prepare well for a trip, but don't overthink every possible disaster that could happen.
Yeah, well,
because usually it's the things that you never, ever thought of.
Exactly.
In a million years.
Agree.
That do happen.
Well, and again, going back to a positive situation, oftentimes, I've always said this, we've certainly said it on the show over the years, when you have to go to plan B or C, sometimes you have the best experience possible. And,
absolutely.
You know, we know, I say it all the time, it's an overused saying, it is what it is, because you can't control certain things. So when you try to, like the weather, I can't control the weather when I'm going somewhere, so I really don't focus on it. Mm-hmm. All right, I prepare myself, but whatever it is, it's going to be. But really quick with you, you know, I know you didn't do it for this reason, but, you know, did you ever imagine you'd be such a positive source of inspiration for parents and family travel?
Well, it's funny, you know, thinking of myself as inspirational. I did have a bit of a joke with my boys when my book came out, because at one point I was quite high up the charts in parenting, and they thought that was hilarious, you know. I don't profess to be a parenting expert by any means, you know. I think that's why people have connected with the book, because there's a great deal of humor.
Well, and I want to tell people how they can get that. And by the way, listen, Kate, I think it comes across loud and clear. You seem very reasonable, very relaxed. You're somebody that we would enjoy traveling with because you're going to keep the drama out of travel, which is important. But, folks, you can connect with Kate yourself. You can learn about her own travel stories, all of the things that she does, and Shape a Boy. The website is just katewickers.com, katewickers.com. Kate, very nice to connect with you today. It's very nice seeing you, as I said earlier. We hope you have a nice rest of the weekend over there in the UK.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kate. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, Kate's gone. I see the screen just went green. We're no longer seeing her marriage.
What an interesting family. Shape of a Boy. Really great read. And you can find out a lot more about Kate and what she's doing at wickers.kate on her Instagram account.
Yeah, wickers.kate. Wickers.kate or katewickers.com. All right, we are quickly approaching our next sponsors break. Up next, Bobby will reconnect us with Rudy as he delves into cutting through the chaos and confusion with international tipping. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.